Now we move on to the second topic for the January 20th, 2009 update, which is titled My Binary Quantum Effects on Channel Envelopes. And we've discussed this in the past, but it's an interesting concept because it can be applied to the short-term channels, which I've done before, and it can also be applied to the long-term channels, which we have in our long-term chart today. You will first remember that when we were coming out of the November low, I was able to forecast that the S&P 500 would rise to around the 3 up to the 935 level, plus or minus. And that was based on the fact that the market only has a couple of different stable points to go to when it comes out of an oversold condition. One is to the mid-channel, which was at that level, or alternatively, it could double the jump up from the November low and end up at something over 11, a little bit over 1,100. The advantage of the concept is that if it is true that jumps in the market are quantized into a binary relationship, that is, the price increase is X points or 2X points, you only have to guess which of the two locations is going to be the eventual resting point for the market. In that case, we had some evidence that the top was in early January, so it was a little bit easier to make the decision. But in general, I have noticed through the short-term channel analysis, which we regularly cover, but not today, that it is true that you can isolate interesting circumstances to show that it's always a 2-to-1 ratio in the possibilities for the jump. Right now, we have seen that the top occurred in the early January period and the market is moving down, and one of the normal downside objections would be back to 750, which is a retest of the old low, and that's because that's a half channel of the adaptive channels, and that represents the single most common and the minimum jump that you have to make. However, it is possible underneath this theory to say that it's going to make a double jump, and that's what my forecast is for today. In that sense, it says you could have come down from the 940, 3040 level to 750, which is a drop of about 180 points on the S&P 500, or you could have made a binary, what I call a double damage decline, which would be that you would go down to the 575 level on the S&P, representing a second 180-point drop on top of the originally projected 180. That concept is it appears so often, but you have to find the interesting cases to make it come out right. Nevertheless, that is my forecast, that we're going down to 575 rather than just to the 750 level. And the interesting thing about it is you don't have to use the knowledge of the short-range Ts, which is how you're going to get there. And I will discuss that in my next update, which is, I think, on February 2. The more interesting case from the longer-term aspect comes from the long-term chart where I have these R numbers. It is known that the 1973-74 bear market had a drop in it of about 50%. I put on the chart there, R equals 50%. The way you think of that is that if you started out with $1 million at the peak, late 72, early 73, that by the time you completed the decline, you would only have 50% of your money, or $500,000. The concept that Hurst has proposed doesn't say anything about why you would have to have a binary relationship, but I see it on the short-term picture, and I notice on the long-term chart that if you only have 50% of your money available on a 73-74 type decline, if you get double damage, which is a binary relationship, you'll only have 25% of your money, and if you had another double damage on that, which is another binary step, you would only have half of the 25%, which would be 12.5%, and so on, and then that would go down to 6.25%. If you look at the 74 example, it's 50%. If you go back to the 1842 example, it's 24% versus an idealized 25%. And then if you take the next step, you're in the 1932 case, which would normally be 12.5%, but it's 14%. That gives you an idea for the magnitude of the potential growth of problems as you go in a binary step down, where the remaining money that you have gets cut in half each time you get into a more severe market. Now, Hirsch said that these downside steps are correlations to longer cycles, and that's true, but that's sort of a different subject, which I will address in another issue, another iteration of the long-term chart. Nevertheless, it is quite true that if you are going down from the 07 bottom, from the 07 top, the Dow Jones low of 3,400, and then the 2,000 is basically a binary step after you take into account these sequence of numbers, and it's not an exact one, but it's pretty close to being correct. So our short-term forecast has the advantage that we don't have to go into the T analysis. We can just see that if you're going down to 3,400, probably the market is quite steep in here, and it would be unrealistic to think that you're going to go down and stop at the 750 level. And the next step is to assume that there's going to be a doubling of the downside, and that you're going to end up at that much lower level, which is 575 on the S&P. How you do that is an interesting case, but it involves a lot of T technology, and that's very complicated. So the virtue of this binary step thing is you just get the numbers 575, and you can figure out from where we are today what to do when you're going to 575. Even if you have a hesitation at the 750 level and you get a weak rally there, the ultimate objective is going to be 575. So that helps in the financial planning. Well, that's it for today. I hope you found this to be instructive. And I will probably, unless I see something going on that's unusual, I will be back on February 2, that's the Monday after next, and we'll pick up this same thread. Thank you.